Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called What Went Wrong with Tata Motors Nano? Quote, an amazing invention that didn't turn out to be an innovation. That's how one expert described Tata Motors Nano. Indeed, the current predicament of the $2,000 compact car that was introduced in India with great fanfare in 2008 holds some valuable takeaways for aspiring disruptors. Before I get into what can be learned from this unfortunate story, though, here's a bit of background. In India, entire families too poor to afford a car usually crowd onto a single motor scooter and take to the streets in what would be a comedic scene if it weren't so dangerous. A decade ago, Tata Motors chairman Ratan Tata decided to make a, quote, people's car that would appeal to these poor Indian families. It was heralded as one of the greatest and most disruptive innovations in the auto industry since the Model T. Fast forward today, though, and the company has sold under 250,000 Nanos since deliveries began in 2009, and sales in March were off by 86% from a year earlier, according to a recent Bloomberg Businessweek article. The piece, entitled Tata's Nano, the World's Cheapest Car is Sputtering, blamed the lackluster sales to the car being, quote, too cheap, at least for consumers who don't want to be associated with a low-end ride. It explained that the company is planning to add improvements, including innovative doors, automatic transmission, and a diesel engine to try to invigorate interest in the model. These moves would also increase the price to be comparable to rival cars. Hearing this, I was concerned that the company might have misdiagnosed the Nano's problems, since decreasing its differentiation and raising its prices would suck the life out of, not breathe new life into, the brand. So I reached out to Dane Denston, co-author of Nanovation, How a Little Car Can Teach the World Think Big and Act Bold. The book, published in 2011, remains an inspiring and instructive read with its 8 transferable rules for driving innovation in any business. But in light of the current status of Nano, I was curious to hear how Dane would characterize what went wrong. There were problems, he explained, on 2 fronts, business model and customer. First, business model. Apparently, Tata might have designed an innovative product, but it overlooked the need to innovate in its channel strategy as well. According to Dane, quote, the target market knew how to buy scooters, but they didn't know how to buy cars. In India, the two processes are completely different, and it appears that many people were simply intimidated to go into a car dealership. Tata doesn't sell scooters and appears to have underestimated this issue. Also, their dealer network is almost entirely urban, and they didn't really have a way to reach out to small towns and villages where much of the real target market lived. In terms of the customer, Tata made 2 missteps here. First, the company designed for what it thought its customers should have instead of figuring out what they really wanted. Dane says, quote, because of the secrecy surrounding the project, the engineers couldn't even tell their families what they were working on. They never really got out with the families on the scooters to find out what they really wanted. They never spent the days riding on the saddle with them as they went through their days. For an earlier vehicle, a micro truck called the Ace, engineers went out and rode thousands of miles with owners of small trucks and auto rickshaws to learn what really motivated them. As a result, the Ace was and continues to be a big seller. And second, it didn't understand the cultural drivers of customers' brand perceptions. Because of the intense perception of class position in India, Dane says, it turns out that many poor people would rather buy a used higher-end car than buy a Nano, which would mark them as poor, unless they were Bollywood stars buying them for fun. Given these assessments, it seems that Tata might be looking at the wrong solutions to revive the business. Instead of defaulting to product changes that may or may not stimulate enough demand to offset higher prices, perhaps the company would be better off revisiting its initial vision and developing an entire brand experience that's disruptive. It could start with researching the full range of needs, rational and emotional, of its target customers, and developing a channel strategy that meets their shopping and purchasing requirements. It could also launch a marketing campaign that counters the poor customer image. Dane's parenthetical comment about Bollywood stars may actually hold a seed of an idea. Perhaps it could spark the Indian version of the Leo DiCaprio drives a Prius phenomenon and make Nano's design and cheap price cool and aspirational. Widening the innovation perspective to include sales, distribution, and marketing should enable Tata to realize the full potential of a brand that had once held such great promise. A broader lesson about disruptive innovations can be derived from Dane's final remarks, quote, "In the end, the passion to solve a great social problem and the ingenuity and elegance of the solution were no match for not understanding what the customer really wanted." That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care, and thanks again.